Hey there. Thank you for tuning in to the eLearning Champion Pod. It's so good to have you back for our episode today on top four trends impacted by AI technology. And thank you for all your appreciation for our previous episodes. If this is your first time here, well, a hearty welcome to you. I'm your host, Alekha, and this is the eLearning Champion Pod. This is your home to everything eLearning. Here, we discuss the ins and outs, burst various myths, and basically keep you on par with the eLearning world out there. Your success matters to us, and that's why we give you what matters to you. Once again, a very warm welcome to everyone here. It's a joy to be with you, and I hope that you find the session useful and it triggers a lot of thought. So we are going back to look at the top trends in training that have been impacted by AI technology. Let's take a look at the top four trends that we have identified. The first one is AI's transformative role in corporate training. The second one is upskilling and reskilling with AI. How does AI help? The third trend is microlearning and AI, the role of AI in enabling and creating more impactful microlearning solutions. And the fourth trend is the use of AI tools in rapid e-learning. With this, I would like to welcome our speaker, Shalini Merugu, who is Director of Learning Solutions at Comlab. Welcome, Shalini.
Thank you, Alekha. And we have been hearing a lot about AI lately, and it sometimes feels like magic. I'm sure all of us have come across some ad or the other, you know, which uses AI to make it seem even more fantastical. So with AI, they can mix real shots with digital effects to make really stunning animations. And the possibilities with AI in design seem endless. But luckily, in L&D, we don't need to create things as elaborate as those AI, created ads. Still, there are many powerful ways in which we can leverage the unique design capabilities of AI to come up with compelling content. So let me begin with the first trend, which is AI's transformative role in corporate training. A quick stat to get started. The AI market is projected to reach $407 billion by 2027.
My God, the number is something.
Yeah. And so let me quickly give you an overview of how corporate training has evolved up to this point, with AI being the latest and the most significant game changer. So the journey began with e-learning and blended learning, with popular formats including, you know, course catalogs, online universities, and learning tools. The LMS emerged as a platform for e-learning, and it allowed learners to learn through self-study and online courses. The next stage was talent-driven learning, focusing on learning paths and career tracks to facilitate career progression. So the emphasis shifted from using the LMS mainly as a talent platform. Following that, digital and microlearning gained prominence with formats such as videos, self-authored content, and YouTube tutorials, and so on. And the learning experience platforms were introduced, and they offered on-demand learning embedded at the point of need. So LMS has evolved from being primarily e-learning platforms to platforms designed to enhance the learner experience. The next progression was learning in the flow of work, making learning available anytime, anywhere, with a focus on skill development. And integration with software like Zoom and Teams became common, with LXP and LMS systems merging to offer comprehensive learning platforms and solutions. Now, with the advent of AI, learning is all over the place, with AI-generated and curated content and AI-driven platforms taking center stage. So this snapshot of the evolution of corporate training is actually based on a report by Josh Burson.
Oh, great. Thanks, Shalini, for that quick summary of the evolving landscape, you know, right up to AI. What is the other significant trend you have seen that can be positively impacted by AI?
Yeah, so the next trend is that of upskilling and reskilling with AI. And I'd like to begin by asking our listeners to think of this quick question. What are some of the key skills that you have observed becoming increasingly important over the last 2 or 3 years? This could be just things that you've seen across the industry in your organization. So do keep this question at the back of your mind as I take you through an interesting report. The World Economic Forum's Future of Work report highlights the urgent need for upskilling and reskilling. Now, why is this a trend? Well, skills are evolving rapidly and businesses are feeling the heat to keep pace. And they're really doubling down on crafting effective strategies to upskill their workforce, with AI and big data taking center stage. Now, these technologies are becoming the top priorities for training, and they're expected to maintain their status till 2027, especially among larger organizations. However, there's a significant snag: a shortage of training resources to meet the demand. And also, you know, although there's so much focus on technology, soft skills also continue to remain crucial. And what we notice is that skill gaps are major stumbling blocks for many companies, and they hinder the transformation efforts and talent acquisition. And adding to this, this challenge is the fact that nearly half of workers' core skills are projected to change in the next 5 years. So it's a race against time to prepare our teams and future-proof our organizations, because now the L&D function is tasked with not only focusing on the present, but also gearing up for what lies ahead. Let's take a moment to, you know, delve deeper into a couple of interesting statistics before we explore AI's role in addressing the upskilling and reskilling challenge. Now, consider this. 6 out of every 10 workers will require training by 2027, but only half of them will have adequate access to training opportunities. So to put that into perspective, imagine a team of 10 people with 6 people needing training, but only 3 can access it sufficiently. So as you can imagine, the repercussions of such a situation extend far beyond individuals. They influence team dynamics and the overall performance of the business in the long run. Another stat: a huge 82% of companies acknowledged the imperative to upskill and reskill their workforce. And they demonstrated a commitment to investing in on-the-job learning. So basically, this again is from the same report that I mentioned earlier. Now, all this underscores the seriousness of the skills gap issue and the proactive steps that companies are taking to address it. Now, moving on to the skills themselves, creative and analytical thinking take the lead, closely followed by technological literacy. And although currently ranked 7th, AI and big data are poised to rise to the 3rd place, particularly in larger corporations, where they'll become the top skills in demand. So this shifting landscape highlights the evolving nature of work and the need for continuous adaptation from us as an L&D function.
Right. So as my next question, listening to you, it's like, how can we use AI to meet the need?
Yeah, that's a good question, Alekha, because in the light of, you know, this daunting, sometimes daunting task of upskilling and reskilling, AI can really emerge as something that transforms the way we do training. Now, a few instances: AI-driven personalized learning paths can cater to individual needs, you know, very efficiently, and they can really overcome the limitations of the traditional manual approaches. And adaptive learning, again, enabled through AI, further enhances this experience by dynamically adjusting content based on learners' individual performance. So basically, it ensures that the learner's skills are targeted. Or rather, their skills are, you know, built. And also, we have now AI-powered chatbots that offer on-demand support, and they provide a very interactive, personalized learning experience to learners, and they mimic human interaction, because these chatbots also have a persona. So it doesn't feel like you're interacting with a machine. You feel you're interacting with somebody, a live person out there.
Yeah, actually, I would like to share one experience. Now, the online, Swiggy and all those are also using this technology as part of resolving the customer queries.
Right.
So, how important a customer is, and they are using the chatbots, to resolve their customer issues.
Yeah,
That's
yeah.
actually a great,
True.
invention.
True, true. And also, these are especially useful when we think of policies, procedures, a lot
Yes.
of that content,
Yes.
which learners really need quick answers to,
Yeah.
can be very effectively handled by these chatbots. Now, coming to the
Agree.
other ways in which AI can, play a role, gamified learning augmented by AI, it incentivizes progress for learners, and then you have immersive technologies like AR and VR that transport learners to virtual environments and make sure that, there is enhanced engagement and thereby enhanced retention. And when it comes to data and data-driven decision making, to be precise, AI's insights enable organizations to identify emerging skill needs and gaps, and this can inform our future strategies and also minimize wasted resources. And scalability becomes effortless with AI-driven tools because they can facilitate growth without prohibitive linear cost increases. And finally, AI-driven skill assessment and feedback, they can offer immediate detailed insights and guide learners towards continuous improvement. So in a nutshell, AI serves as a cornerstone in navigating the upskilling and reskilling landscape. It can revolutionize learning and development frameworks to meet the evolving demands of the future of work.
Okay, so with upskilling and reskilling taking center stage, pushing us to find quick and effective solutions, what is the best way ahead to meet this challenge?
Well, a very quick win and an approach that stands out is, incidentally, my next trend, that of microlearning. So, microlearning paired with AI is really gaining traction as a key trend in tackling this challenge because it's all about flexibility. You can use microlearning to adapt to different contexts, helping employees boost their performance and, in turn, benefiting the organization as a whole. Its flexibility can be leveraged in various ways. And as the name indicates, micro, it's small and focused on one objective. And as with any other learning initiative, it focuses on the acquisition of new knowledge, skills, and abilities. And again, the outcome is always enhanced performance, which will eventually help in generating the desired results. But before we dive into deciding on whether microlearning is the format of our learning solution, I'd like to lay the groundwork. We need to be really crystal clear on our organizational goals, the desired performance to meet those results, and derive the specific learning performance-based learning objectives from them, and thereby ensuring that everything is aligned. And the beauty of microlearning is that it's there exactly when you need it, speeding up learning and making it more efficient. So while traditional training formats do have their advantages, microlearning really gives you a fresh approach because of its bite-sized nature, which boosts engagement. And it's a win-win situation for employees. It saves time and keeps them engaged, while organizations benefit, from the cost effectiveness and an important thing, their agility in responding to change, because they no longer have to wait for long, lengthy learning solutions to be rolled out, because when you're in the midst of change, you want something quick to be rolled out
Yeah.
to help learners hit the ground running. And this is where microlearning has a distinct advantage over some of the other formats.
Yeah.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, it helps if we have the foundation solidly in place for microlearning, because sometimes, there is a tendency for us to rush into something and predetermine the format that we want our solution to take without rigorously following the steps of ensuring that our desired business results, the desired performance, and the performance-driven learning objectives are all aligned. So this is something that would be the first step And it's only after this can we decide on whether microlearning is indeed, excuse me, the ideal solution. And of course, we always need to keep the kind of content, the learners, the learning environment, the learning objectives, and all of these in mind before we dive into finalizing on this approach. So basically what I want to say is the same level of rigor and due diligence applies to microlearning as it does to other traditional e-learning or ILT formats.
Mm-hmm. So that's actually a good reminder, Shanley. So can you throw some light on why microlearning is so popular?
Yeah. So as I mentioned earlier, you know, it enables us to deliver solutions just in time. And learners can really address, plug in specific needs. Learners can efficiently address specific needs and accelerate their time to proficiency. In many cases, microlearning proves more effective than attending ILT sessions or lengthy online courses because of its streamlined nature. And of course, you don't have the logistical, you know, complexities that go with some of these in-person events. That said, I'd like to still emphasize that traditional training methods like instructor-led training or e-learning still hold value. Now, I'd like to just very quickly touch upon a few strategic advantages for both employees and organizations when it comes to microlearning. So, as I mentioned earlier, microlearning promotes time efficiency. It's the least disruptive format because it allows learners to engage in short bursts without disrupting their workflow. And because this makes it because of this accessibility, learners are more likely to engage with it and more likely to complete it and more likely to retain what they've learned. And it's a viable option for organizations looking to optimize their training budgets. And microlearning also, in summary, I'd like to just say that it plays a very critical role in providing agile and efficient training solutions tailored both to the needs of modern learners and organizations. And another significant win for the organization is scalability. This becomes particularly relevant when discussing AI-driven tools for aiding in the design and development of microlearning. And also, of course, when it comes to any other formats. So microlearning solutions lead, because of their ease of use, these formats are more widely adopted. And learners have a higher sense of satisfaction that in the long run contributes even to retention. So these are significant advantages. And this is why it's very popular. I'd like to just touch upon a couple of formats in which, you know, we can develop microlearning in. So we have animations, we have interactive resources like PDFs, we have infographics, we have standalone concept maps, we have videos, and so on. So the thing is, how do we decide what is the most appropriate digital delivery option? And what I mentioned are just a couple of examples, and we need to just mix and match and apply our creativity and ingenuity for us to come up with a blend of these. So that's something we need to keep in mind.
Okay, when you talk about various digital assets, can you share something on the role of videos?
Oh, yes. In fact, when we talk about microlearning, we tend to think of video-based learning to a great extent, because most videos are of short duration. And, if you think back about the videos you've watched in the last 1 week, you'll notice that I'm sure we all have taken quick bursts of learning through microlearning videos. It could be something, informal learning. I'd like to share some statistics that highlight the transformative role of videos in this digital age. So firstly, there are approximately 1 billion hours of daily content consumption of YouTube videos. And that tells you about the widespread popularity of this visual medium. Secondly, nearly 88% of companies utilize video-based trainings according to a training industry report. And this percentage is likely to increase further by 20 in the days ahead. And Research by 3M Corporation shows that the brain processes visuals 60,000 times faster than text. And that really underscores the power of the visual content, you know, which you have through videos. And lastly, Forrester research indicates that employees are 75% more likely to watch a video than to read documents, emails, or articles. So basically, all these statistics collectively underscore the significant impact and popularity of videos as a training tool.
Interesting. What are the kinds of videos one can use for learning?
So, that's a good question. You know, we have categorized video types into five approaches. You have explainer mm-hmm. videos used to teach concepts and so on, how-to videos for step-by-step instructions and procedures and so on. These are very popular for product and software training. Then we have demo videos which showcase products or services in action, almost like live sessions. And then simulation videos which explain software processes. And finally, interactive videos which allow learners to engage with the content. And these typically include assessments or quizzes within the video itself. So this interactive approach ensures that, you know, the learning is the learners are not just passively viewing a video. Now, this is one thing I forgot to mention, coming back to, you know, why microlearning is popular. One huge reason for its popularity is its effectiveness in combating this forgetting curve. So if you think about it, almost half of newly learned information or knowledge is lost within days or weeks, unless it is reviewed. So we can all relate to this experience. Recalling, you know, how we retain only a fraction of what we learned within a short time frame. And the same thing applies to our learners. So viewing learning as a continuous active process will prompt us to implement reinforcement and refresher activities, thereby making sure that learners don't slip down the forgetting curve over time. So through microlearning, we can efficiently deliver refresher and recall activities at spaced intervals. For instance, if you launch a training in week one, you can provide a quick refresher on a portion of it in the following week and so on. So this ability to reinforce learning over time is another main reason for the popularity of microlearning. Now, one thing I'd like to further mention here is that, you know, when we think of microlearning, we tend to think in terms of microlearning content. Now, the impact and effectiveness of microlearning significantly increases when it's used for assessments, because, you know, testing is the quickest way to prompt learners to recall information. It provokes them to think, and it helps them to recall what they learned previously. So microlearning assessments can be a very powerful tool in combating this forgetting curve by continuously supporting learners with recall and testing activities. So an example of this is a micro challenge which can be rolled out to learners, which provides immediate feedback once the learner attempts it and submits their response. And this feedback can also be followed by detailed explanation to learners. And also there are microlearning platforms like QStream, for instance, that offer through which we can also offer recommendations and links to training resources for further review. And this ensures that learners stay on top of their learning objectives and quickly review the necessary content. Now, not only can these AI-driven, these kind of microlearning platforms uniquely combine microlearning assessments along with access to learning content, but they can also build in friendly competition by giving learners the experience, a gamified experience. So you take a microlearning challenge and then you pop over and you see the dashboards where you can see how other learners are doing. So people get rewards, they get points, and that sets up that motivates learners to engage with the content. And as I mentioned, you know, the element of friendly competition really helps boost engagement. So overall, I'd say that microlearning and AI complement each other by facilitating content creations, speeding up the design and development process, and also driving recall through assessments.
Interesting. It is true that when we think of micro learning, we sometimes tend to think of it in terms of micro learning content modules and less about assessments. Now, can you share something about how AI-driven tools really help us meet the challenge that we looked at earlier of upskilling, reskilling, and how do we use them for creating micro learning assets?
Sure. So I'd like to, identify 10 great AI tools that we can use for corporate training. So when it comes to content, we have ChatGPT and all its counterparts. Now, using this, we can refine our learning objectives, we can create content summaries and generate scenarios, which are useful not just in e-learning, but also for instructor-led training, in terms of group activities and tasks. So tools like ChatGPT can be leveraged in this context. In terms of graphics, we have tools like Midjourney and Canva, which create amazing graphics based on custom prompts. So Midjourney and Canva are known for, their ability to produce visually appealing and informative graphics. And all this can be done in a fraction of the time it would take for a visual designer or a graphic designer to actually start develop them without the use of AI. And then we have tools like Stability AI, which stand out for generating graphics and videos, both. And they, again, provide a holistic visual experience for learners. Now, since we also talked about videos, I'd like to mention two very popular video development tools, which are AI-based, VyondGo and Synthesia. These are based on AI, and they truly bring in cost and time efficiencies, and they offer a wide range of features for creating dynamic and engaging video content. And when it comes to quizzes and assessments, we have tools like QuizBot and PrepAI. They can really streamline the process of creating assessments and generating question banks that are truly aligned with the learning objectives. So basically, they handle the heavy lifting, allowing trainers to focus on refining these quizzes and assessments further. And they also offer customizable options for designing quizzes. In fact, you can even specify the Bloom's level at which you want a certain quiz. Now, when it comes to presentations, Dectopus AI creates beautiful presentations based on custom prompts. So it simplifies the process of creating very visually appealing presentations. And this, frees up the trainer's time to focus on delivering engaging content. And it offers a lot of variety of templates and design options, making it very easy to create very professional looking presentations for training. Finally, I'd like to mention the tool called Repurpose.io, which generates social media content. And this can be used to, generate content that can be used to build excitement and anticipation among learners for upcoming training sessions. And again, this has a wide range of features such as graphics, videos, interactive elements. So using this, trainers can create, L&D professionals can create buzz around training events and encourage participation from learners. Now, these are just a few of the tools. Of course, there are a whole lot of tools out there. At Comlab India, we utilize tools like VyondGo, Synthesia, ChatGPT, QuizBot to enhance our training programs. And we have found that they really bring in a lot of efficiency and help us to deliver creative and effective learning experiences.
Right, absolutely. So we can integrate the use of AI tools all along the design and development process?
Precisely. So I'd like to talk about them in the context of agile design and development. The initial step, as with any other initiative, involves identifying the learning objectives and content requirements. Now, even when it comes to this phase, AI can play a key role in refining these and even generating possible outlines based on the identified objectives. And then this next step would be, thorough research to determine what are the AI tools you would require to fulfill the current training requirement. Now, as I mentioned earlier, there are a lot of AI tools. Each has its own distinct features and purpose. So this is an opportunity for us to deliberate and select the most suitable tools tailored to our very specific needs. So once the selection process is done, we can move on to the next step, which involves designing the course structure and learning activities for our courses to ensure that they are interactive and very engaging. Now, and the final step, of course, is, you know, testing, pilot testing and refining our solution based on feedback, which is garnered through these pilot tests. Now, while, you know, a lot of tools exist, I had highlighted a couple of them here for content creation purpose. For instance, ChatGPT and its counterparts, excellent content creation. And Well Said Labs offers quality voiceovers. And as I mentioned earlier, Midjourney simplifies graphic creation with its rapid output based on custom prompts. And Beyond Go, Synthesia stand out for their animated video production capabilities. And they really give you a lot of creative freedom and result in higher learning engagement and adoption, which eventually ladder up to higher ROI. I'd like to just go into a little detail here. Tools like Synthesia really offer very realistic AI avatars. If I'm not mistaken, there are 120 such avatars or talking heads. So this is a great substitute for an in-person facilitator and are hugely popular, especially when it comes to content in certain areas. And users can select from various narrators depending on their preferences and add a personal touch to the content. So this tool not only replicates in-person classroom experiences, but it can also, you know, lead to, as I mentioned, higher engagement. Now, to conclude, the integration of AI tools into agile design and development processes offer a lot of scope for efficiency and process improvements and, you know, cutting down the time taken. And they not only streamline content creation, but also contribute to better learning outcomes and eventually business results.
Yeah, absolutely. So considering the current emphasis on AI-driven platforms and tools, it makes us wonder, what's our role here? How can we make the most of it? Any recommendations for that?
Yeah, well, that's a good question, because regardless of the advancements that AI brings, our role remains that of impact makers. And we as an L&D function, we have the necessary tools, resources, and expertise which we can use for our competitive advantage. Now, AI has introduced, you know, efficiencies in terms of reduced effort and enhanced creativity. And this really is an exciting time to be in L&D. But it is essential for us to explore and really utilize these tools effectively. One way to start is by getting our teams on board with using some of these tools. So AI is like an assistant. It doesn't take our jobs, but it just helps us work smarter, faster, and more creatively. So as learning architects, as L&D professionals and influencers in our companies are training, we need to keep up with the latest tools and you know, help ensure that our teams have the right training in using them, because especially in using prompts to get the best output, because the better the input, the better the output. So we should dive in, try out different tools, you know, practice our prompts and tweak them till we get the results we want. Now, there's a bunch of tools out there, as I mentioned, and each is good for different for the various different purposes. Now, using a mix of these tools can help us save time and get our solutions out there much faster. I'd like to just give a word of caution here. Although we need to stay updated on the latest tools and tech, some might still be in the testing phase. So we need to be careful before we take any major decisions about investing in licenses. And it's always a good idea to evaluate the trial versions. And at Comlab India, we're also always researching. So do keep an eye out on our blogs to stay current. With that, I come to the end of this session, and I hope you found it interesting.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Shanley, for this, for such an informative, podcast on AI and trends. Especially the stats were very interesting in this podcast session. So thank you once again for all the, information.
Thanks, Alekha. I would just like to mention one quick thing before I end this session.
Sure.
We have a very exciting event, a virtual learning event for L&D professionals called Learn Flux. And this year in October is our 10th gala edition. Now, this is a platform where we bring together thought leaders from L&D, thought leaders from business who leverage L&D to achieve business results. We have practitioners, we have experts who come together and share their insights, best practices, and unique solutions in the L&D space. So we encourage you, our dear listeners, to join us for this terrific event, because this is a great opportunity for you to gain insights, collaborate with other L&D professionals, network, and also build your brand. So do keep an eye out for our promotions in social media about Learn Flux. Back to you, Alekha. Yeah.
Thank you, Shalini, for promoting the Learn Flux event. So adding to Shalini, I would give an option to read out the website. In order to visit and subscribe for Learn Flux, please do visit www.comlabindia.com/learnflux. Thank you, everyone. Have a great weekend ahead.
Thank you. Bye.